You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Dina, what are you doing this weekend?
I have a friend coming into town, so I'm just hosting.
Oh, where's the friend coming from?
Texas.
Yeehaw. So what are you doing? Are you going to take him around or what?
Yeah. Yeah, there's like Rocky Mountain, so lots of hiking to do.
That's it.
Are you from Texas?
No, I'm from Idaho.
Oh.
Oh. So you're just going to go up to the hills, huh? Do some hiking?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? Okay.
How did you meet this friend?
We served together in the Navy.
Aw,
hey,
thank you.
Swabbing the decks together, eh?
Yeah, exactly.
How long did you serve?
4 years.
And if you don't mind me asking, I'm just curious, why did you choose the Navy out of all the armed services?
They had running water and sleeping accommodations. I'm pretty fond of a mattress and running water.
You know what? That's great. That's a great reason why.
What an answer.
Why not? Oh, why not?
Funny. That's really funny. That's really what do you do now that you're out? What do you do?
I'm completing my master's, actually graduating in a month.
Well, smell
in
you.
What field? In what field?
Oh, data science.
Data science. Boy, you're smart.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Did you learn a lot of, did you take away a lot of discipline for your life from your time in the armed forces?
I did, yeah. There's a lot of learning opportunities, specifically how to be a better leader. Took a lot of lessons from that.
Yeah. Good deal. And what was the favorite place you were deployed?
I think Hong Kong was my favorite.
Doggone Hong Kong. Good for you. Well, we appreciate you listening and calling. Let's play some Rattle Off. You know how this game works, don't you?
I do, yes. My husband told me all about it.
Okay, fair enough. 10 seconds. We're looking for the names of five famous people. We have to have heard of them, so it can't just be your friends, okay? Five famous people. Named either, and these also can be past or present. You can go back in history if you want. We don't care. Five famous people named Ed, Eddie, or Edward. Five famous Eds, Eddies, or Edwards. There's a bunch of them. Ready? And go!
There's Ed Sheeran.
Yep.
Boy, I don't know a lot of Eddies. Uh-oh. I'm sorry.
There's like a buttload of them once you start thinking, or if you do a quick Google search, you're like, oh, yeah.
As soon as you hang up, yeah, you'll think of a few. Dina, we enjoyed talking to you. Have fun with your friend this weekend, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay. There she goes. Here's Jessica. Jessica, what about your plans this weekend? What do you got?
Hi. No kids this weekend, and I have a sushi date tonight. So I'm excited about that.
Who's the date with?
My guy I've been seeing.
Yeah?
My guy. Where are the kids? You just leaving them in the trunk of a car, or where are your kids going to be?
As much as I've thought of that, no. They're going with dad.
Okay.
Okay.
So do you like this new guy?
I do, yes.
What does your ex, what does the kid's dad think of this new guy?
Oh, he's married. He has a kid, so another
kid. Not
the new guy.
Not the new guy, I hope.
No, the...
The ex-hubby.
The ex.
Yeah, he's...
Yeah, but what does he think of him? I'm not saying that he's jealous.
Or
what does he
even
think of him?
Matter?
They haven't met, and I don't think they will for a while, so it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, well, I'm not saying that you would base your relationship over what your ex thinks of them. I'm just curious because that dynamic, when there's kids involved, is really important, you know? And it can be strange at times when the other parent, you know, gets into another relationship. I'm just curious about that stuff. What do you do for a living?
Well, I manage a commercial painting company.
What does that mean?
I do all the office work, manage the paint crews, ordering,
invoicing, billing. Oh,
sounds like a good gig.
I thought you said payment company.
No,
I was like,
paint.
Oh, it's a paint company.
Like Benjamin Moore.
Yeah, commercial painting.
All right.
Very good. Mm-hmm. What's the color of the year?
White.
White.
Pure white. Shut up.
Basic office.
Wait a minute. Is it white?
It was peach. We just talked about this a couple days ago. It was like peach or something.
Is it? Because I thought
peach
there was one year
when
they came out and they said the color of the year was some like off-white color.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the paint brand, too. I think probably each brand does it.
Oh, that's probably
true. Yeah, we do a lot of commercial painting, so I would hate to see a huge warehouse in peach.
Yeah,
you know?
It's peach fuzz is the color of the year.
There it is. Peach fuzz, according to the Pantone people.
Yeah, it's ugly.
What do they know?
It's ugly.
Jessica, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready to try it?
Yes.
10 seconds. Give us five animals that can kill you. Five animals that could kill you. Ready? And go!
Crocodile, shark, bear, an elephant, a hippo, a tiger.
Hey, you know what? You got five.
You're a winner!
Let's go.
Killer animals.
Do you know what, Jessica? We'll play a little pop quiz with you. Do you know which animal is responsible for most human deaths every year? Take a guess.
A hippo.
It's a really good guess. The answer is deer.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Deer kill more people each year than any other animal on the planet.
Especially when they go through your windshield and right
into
your jugular.
That's what we're talking about.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah.
People hit so many deer on the roads, it causes more deaths.
Oh, man.
Well, that's
Jessica, on that fun note, on that uplifting note, I'm going to put you on hold, and Josh is going to tell you about your prize, okay?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
See you later.
Thank you. Appreciate you hanging out with us today. I'm so happy that Kayshauna, Josh, and Maddie all continued to hold. Good. Don't hang up. Am I pronouncing your name right? Kayshauna?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good. That's good.
Let me pat myself on the head. And what are you doing this weekend?
I'm going to Main Event.
Are you?
Oh, which location?
The closest one. I don't know. I have to Google Maps it.
Google Maps it. What are you going to do there? Bowling?
Drink.
Drink. Just get your drink on. Has it been a long week?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah? How come?
Oh, I have a kid.
Oh, it's drinking time then, huh?
For sure.
I notice all of your answers are remarkably brief.
Yeah, I'm nervous.
Are you?
Why would you be nervous? You're just talking to your buddies here.
My boys in the morning.
That's right.
See?
We've been known to do a little drinking.
Occasionally.
Not as much as we used to, but.
Not as much as Kayshauna, obviously. She's a lush.
What's your go-to drink?
I like a lemon drop, a margarita.
Lemon drop. I remember when I first turned 21, that was like, we felt so cool going to the Chili's and ordering lemon drop shots. Grew out of that.
Did you spill them on your skirt while you're out?
Grew out of that quickly.
So are you going to do anything else at Main Event or just get lit?
No, I'll do the bowling and the obstacle course, you know.
Yeah, that'll be fun when you're buzzed. You're trapped in there. How many kids do you have?
Oh, just one.
Just one, huh?
That's a handful.
And you're this wound up. Do you work?
Yes, I do.
What do you do?
I'm a front desk receptionist.
Your day was just a couple days ago. You had a receptionist day.
I did, and I got a Starbucks gift card.
Oh, are they?
How much?
Yeah, how much?
For how much?
50.
Okay,
really?
That's not bad.
They couldn't pony up for $100. You're up there all year long.
Well, look, I thought she was going to say 20, so I'm glad for that.
They probably would have been better off giving you like a Bevy's gift card or something, or Drizzly.
Right.
Huh.
All right, Kayshana, listen, we've really enjoyed talking to you. We hope you have a fun weekend, and you be careful going out and drinking, okay? Yeah.
Say bye.
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 I mean, brief.
Real brief.
I'm telling you, there's an entire generation, of maybe two. Well, there's nerves, but I also think that it's just talking on the phone is a lost art. I think people don't do it as much anymore.
Could be.
They're used to doing a quick thumb text and being done. Josh, good morning.
Morning. How are you guys doing?
We're fine, Josh.
Yeah, it's been a good day. What are you doing this weekend?
Tonight, I'm actually going to the Avalanche game. And then
good.
Tomorrow, sports all day with kids. And then Sunday, I work.
That's a pretty good weekend.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
What's your prediction for the F? Give us a prediction for the score tonight.
I'm gonna go with Avalanche 4 and Winnipeg 2.
Is that good? I don't know.
Yeah, that's a great.
Is that great?
I'm gonna say 4-3. I'm gonna say 4-3 and overtime.
Ooh, okay.
So you might get some. You might get some free extra hockey tonight if it goes OT. Okay.
Now is Joe Sakic still playing?
I just hope not too late though, because we have early games tomorrow with the kids.
Okay.
That's I like good. That.
I don't know.
You can just stand up and yell. Can you guys gotta hurry it up? I gotta do stuff with my kids tomorrow.
Wrap it up.
Come on.
So where do you work? You said you have to work on Sunday.
I work at Advent in Parker. I'm a CAT scan tech.
That's neat. We just had somebody sending us some medical stuff. Jill was sending us stuff about a vein finder, this little device that you can scan over your arm, and it shows you where all the veins are.
We've never seen that.
That's really cool.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's totally wild. It's crazy. Yep.
Have you used it on yourself?
I haven't used it on myself, but I have started my own IV on myself as well. So
you've started your own IV on yourself?
Yes, yes. It was a challenge. One of my coworkers said, "Oh man, I wonder if someone can actually start their own IV on themselves." So I was like, "Oh, let me try."
You're like, "Stand back."
You guys are allowed to just play around with the equipment like that.
You should see what they do with the catheters.
Woo!
Yeah, I can do that to myself, too.
Listen, we mess around with the stuff here at the radio station all the time, so I don't blame you. Well, you're a good man, Josh.
That's neat, Josh.
We hope you have a terrific weekend. Go Avs. Have fun tonight, okay, buddy?
Thank you so much. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Josh.
You as well. All right, and then bringing it home is Maddie, who's been patiently holding. Hello, Maddie. Thanks for being so patient, okay?
Hi, boys.
Hi, Maddie.
Hey, Maddie. What are you doing this weekend?
I'm going on a date this weekend.
Ooh la la. Maddie's
right,
in love.
Tell us about this person.
I met them on Bumble. I haven't seen them yet, so this is going to be a first date.
Oh, do you have good feeling
about
it?
Yeah, you're using some non-specific pronouns. Is it he or she?
It's a he.
Okay. Dude, all right.
So,
what caught your eye?
Yeah.
They're very cute. They're a cutie.
Ooh. Huh. Like in what way?
They have a mustache in their profile picture, and I really like that.
You like mustaches, huh?
Yeah, so the mustache is doing it for me.
Kind of tickles, huh?
Stop it. Stop it. So, stop it. Tell him to wash it. So where are you going on your
Maddie's,
date?
Maddie's chuckling. What do you think she picked him for?
Where are you going on your date?
We are going out for margaritas and tacos at Fuzzy's Taco Shop.
Oh, that's a good date.
It's a really good first date. I like that a lot.
Tacos are a little hard to eat, I think, probably on a first date. But
well, that's true. That's a good point.
And you know he's going to have, like, lettuce and cheese all up in that mustache, so.
Mm-hmm.
Very attractive.
What, has he said what he likes about you?
He said that I am also cute, so I guess we're both cute people.
You don't have a mustache, too, do you?
I do not, unfortunately.
All right, that's good.
She waxes.
You don't want to get him tangled up.
That's cool.
That's true.
How long have you guys known each other online?
Like a week or two now.
Okay. All right.
Who suggested the tacos and margs? Was that your idea or his?
That was his idea.
That's pretty good.
All right. He's going to fill up your belly and get you drunk, and you guys are going to make out.
Oh, that's the plan.
Oh, yeah.
You are hot to trot, Manny. I'm telling you.
I like you.
You are something.
Where were you when I was dating? That's what I want to know.
She was drunk somewhere. What are you talking about?
Man.
She was in somebody else's backseat. What
Probably.
Are you talking about?
Probably.
Maddie, do you have like an ex in your life? Do you have children? Anything like that?
I do have an ex. I think he's listening right now, actually.
Oh. Are you guys on good terms?
We actually still live together.
Oh, okay.
Now, that's going to be interesting for your new beau. Does he know about this?
He does, yep.
And he doesn't care?
No, I mean, we haven't really talked about it yet, but I think it's something that I'll bring up on the first date.
You know what? Don't be worried about it, because my now wife of many, many years was living with somebody when we started dating that was a boyfriend.
Jeremy stole her away.
They were locked in a lease together for a few months while we were hitting it off. So,
do you have children with this ex-boyfriend?
I do not. I have two cats with him, but I'm keeping the cats.
Yeah, you keep possession of the cats, Maddie.
I'm taking these cats with me.
The cats are mine.
Cats are mine.
How long ago did you guys break up?
Oh, it's been a while. We broke up like December of last year.
How come?
He actually broke up with me. He said he wants to move on to new beginnings.
And yet he still lives in the same house with you.
Well, the problem is we can't sell our house until August. So that's why we're still living together.
All right. You got to do what you got to do.
Got to do in this economy.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, you know what? Why don't you do us a big, big favor? And on Monday morning, don't send us a text when we're not in the studio. We'll never see your text. Monday morning, send us a text and let us know how the first date goes with the tacos and margs, okay?
I want a selfie. I want a selfie of you two.
Yeah, send us a picture.
All right?
Because we want to see this, you know, epic mustache, too.
It's the same number you just called. It's the same number that you called. You can text us on it, okay?
Yeah, but do it on Monday morning, all right?
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maddie. Thank you for being on the show.